Phoenix Arts, newly organized nonprofit co-op at Mount Sequoia Center in Fayetteville, is hosting Pronouns, a trans and non-binary group show, the weekend of May 7th. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with the co-curators to bring us this story.
More Americans are embellishing their digital signatures with pronoun choices to declare their gender identity. The political gesture works to build solidarity with LGBTQ plus Americans who continue to battle on the front lines for equality and justice.
My pronouns are she, her, hers.
My pronouns are she, he, and they.
My pronouns are she, her, hers.
That's transgender civil rights activist Jewel Hayes, Phoenix artist Pat Hennin, and Lori Foster, board president of Phoenix Art, who couldn't quite sort out her pronouns. On May 7th, Phoenix Art is hosting Pronouns, a trans and non-binary group show. This is co-curator Pat Hennin.
My involvement is meeting Jewel Hayes, and we talked and we decided that we wanted to co-curate a show about the trans cultural community in mostly in Northwest Arkansas, and represent a group that is marginalized often and doesn't have access to the kind of opportunities to show and who they are through their art.
Jewel Hayes says she and Hennin have been planning this show for 6 months.
The purpose of this exhibition is to give the opportunity for trans people to speak about their experience, but also give the opportunity for all people to learn that you don't have to be specifically the perfect man or the perfect woman. You can just be uniquely yourself, and everybody should have a unique balance of their masculine and feminine energies that they are comfortable with.
Hayes says 8 artists will be featured.
We have sculpture, we have oils, we have paintings, some spoken word poetry, even a VR project where we will be exhibiting a VR live performance.
Referring to virtual reality, the opening scheduled for Friday, May 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. is not virtual.
This will be a socially distanced event with a live video stream broadcasted outside of the building.
Last winter, Phoenix Fayetteville shuttered its downtown commercial gallery, reorganized, and moved to the Miller Building on the crest of Mount Sequoia, says Lori Foster, with a new name, Phoenix Art.
We try to have very innovative shows. We want to be inclusive. We want to showcase artists that maybe don't normally have gallery representation. We want to kind of be a sounding board and a place where artists can collaborate with other artists and create venues that will involve the public and just do things a little bit differently than a standard gallery.
Phoenix Arts hosts performance art and interactive events, including a panel discussion with pronouns artists, to take place Saturday, May 8th at 6 p.m. This is Jewel Hayes.
The panel discussion will give trans artists and non-binary artists an opportunity to speak about their art and speak about how they want it to influence the world around them.
Non-binary refers to people whose identity is fluid, neither male nor female.
There are as many pronouns as the rainbow, but most people just use the typical ones, she, her, he, him, they, them. There's also people whose pronouns change depending on their day. It just is what you feel comfortable with. You can call yourself whatever you like, and that's about freedom.
Some say as many as 78 gender pronouns exist now to account for identities such as gender neutral, agender, pangender, two-spirit, and indigenous identity, and more, as well as sexual identities, which is why the acronym LGBTQ continues to gain letters.
Lesbian, bi, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual. But we are all queer and we're all birds of a feather, so we're all one together.
During the exhibition and public talk, patrons will learn about gender identity, which can be the same or different from the sex assigned at birth, gender expression, the external appearance of gender identity, and transgender identity. Pronouns. Exhibition works are for sale, and Phoenix Art is accepting donations at the door. To learn more, visit Phoenix Art, that's F-E-N-I-X, on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.